KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State Baseball closing out their regular season this week as they begin a four-game series at Omaha. Game one is tonight at 6 p.m. USD Softball getting ready for their NCAA tournament appearance, the first in program history. They'll be in Lincoln, Nebraska this week. The Coyotes will take on the host and top seed Nebraska coming up on Friday. That field also includes Louisville and Grand Canyon. Coming up this week for the Mitchell Colonels, softball on the road tomorrow. They'll be at Pier, a 4 p.m. start. Mitchell Baseball, they'll take on the number 6 seed Pier in their region series. That starts Friday at 7:30. The best 2 out of 3 series continue Saturday at noon with a potential game 3 Saturday at 2:30. The winner between Pier and Mitchell heads to next week's state tournaments at Augustana in Sioux Falls. Also coming up this weekend, it's Mitchell Track and Field. They'll compete at the ESD Conference meet Saturday at Watertown. That begins at 10 a.m. Major League Baseball players and owners have begun collective bargaining talks for a new labor agreement, meeting yesterday in New York, more than 6 months before the current contract expires on December 1st. The initial session yesterday lasted about 2 hours and was largely informational, with both sides presenting general views on the state of the sport and its economics. No formal proposals were exchanged. The talks come with early tension already building as team owners are expected to push for some sort of salary cap, while the players' union has long opposed. The current 5-year labor agreement expires December 1st, and Major League Baseball has not had a work stoppage that has canceled regular season games since the strike in 1994 and 1995 that also led to the cancellation of the 1994 World Series. On the mound yesterday, Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens allowed 2 hits over 8 innings as the Pirates would beat the Colorado Rockies 3-1. Skeens, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the National League, carried a no-hitter into the 7th. He retired 18 of the first 19 batters he faced last night. He finished with a season-high 10 strikeouts, his ERA now at 1.98. Tampa Bay's Taylor Walls would put the Rays ahead with an RBI single in the 10th as they hold on to beat Toronto 7-6. Tampa Bay, they've won 16 of their past 18 games. They have the best record in the American League at 28-13. The Yankees would beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-2 to end a 4-game losing streak. New York's Paul Goldschmidt homered on the first pitch of the game, while Trent Grisham would add a 3-run shot. San Francisco defeats the Dodgers 6-2. Harrison Bader and Eric Hasse homered back-to-back. The tying and go-ahead runs for the Giants in the 5th inning. Shohei Ohtani broke out of his slump. He homered for the first time since April 26th. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz homered for the first time in nearly 10 months as the Brewers would beat San Diego 6-4 for their 5th straight victory. Atlanta's Grant Holmes combined with 3 relievers on a one-hitter as the Braves would beat the Chicago Cubs 5-2. Atlanta also with home runs from Austin Riley and Mike Yastrzemski in an opener between the two top teams in the National League, the Braves and the Cubs. Philadelphia Phillies would beat Boston 2-1. Kyle Schwarber tied a Philadelphia record by homering for a 5th straight game. Schwarber now leads the majors with 17 home runs, and Phillies beat the Red Sox 2-1. It also gave Philadelphia manager Don Mattingly his 900th managerial win. The Phillies are now 11-3 since Mattingly took over as manager at the end of April. And that's Look At Your Sports for this Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.